the upfront and new front season is heating up with announcements coming at us from all directions. I'm Michael Gwertzman, Global VP of Programming at Advertising Week, and we're back again with another episode of Upfront Conversations to get the insider perspective on the state of the industry. So today I'm joined by Adam Bergman, the Group VP of Advertising and Data Sales at Vizio. Adam, appreciate you joining us today.
Michael, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. There's a lot to cover on the other side of your NewFronts presentation. I want to try to get to as much as possible, so let's just jump right in. The big theme for Vizio at this year's NewFronts was limitless. So what's the story behind that, and what's been the main focus this year?
Yeah, you know, limitless has really been sort of one of an ethos for us for a really, really long time. And we thought it was important to bring it to the surface. You know, our business has always been about pushing boundaries, right? If you look at our 20 plus year history, not only have we won 2 Emmys for our technical work around data, our technical work around delivering our operating system, but we also have a lot of firsts in our business. We were the first to launch a connected TV that was built for the internet, built for streaming first, and brought it to the mass market at a price that was affordable for customers. We launched a soundbar business that has always made it easy and affordable for Americans to build studio-like quality experiences in their home. Our own operating system, right? An intuitive and fast, award-winning. This is all sort of built into our marketplace, right? When we first launched an ad business in April 2019, it was built upon this internal feeling of why not? There has always been a feeling of why not at Vizio. And so Limitless really just encompass that feeling of why not. And I think this show in particular, we're really excited to also put some of the focal points, put the spotlight on our customers, right? Like, we build a great platform because our customers help push us to that next level. So it's not just about how Vizio is limitless, but it's about how our customer base helps push the boundaries of our industry.
Well, let's talk about some of the advertising products that you're launching. What can we look forward to? What makes them stand out in the competitive market?
Yeah, you know, for the last year to 2 years, we have spent a huge amount of energy talking about the home screen of Vizio Smart Television experience, that first screen you see when you turn on your device, when millions and millions of customers turn on their smart television, that experience that we deliver to them. It's intuitive, it's fast, it's personalized. When you build a premium streaming experience, a premium content experience, brand and advertising opportunities organically create. And so from a product standpoint, we're going to continue to build out opportunities for our customer base to lean into the home screen experience, integrate into that search and discovery experience before they go and select a piece of content. For starters, we are highlighting a handful of new content collections that advertisers can integrate into and sponsor. We're excited in particular for the newsroom. Obviously, in an election year, we are talking about how we can keep our customers up to date and educated. But also, as we sort of track the larger linear to streaming shift, news is a huge part of our content cycle and our entertainment arena. So we're focusing there. We're also bringing Vizio Gaming, a new collections and experience on platform that allows customers to play games directly on the screen of their smart television. We're super excited about that. The advertisers who we've already briefed who are leaning into gaming, thinking about the gaming customer, are already sort of spending time there. Vizio has been building hardware that is optimized for gameplay for many years now. So it kind of is the coming together of both our hardware and platform business. One of the launches we are super excited about is the new sports hub that's launching later this year. While we already have lots of live sports on platform and sports adjacent content, films and shows and documentaries that bring sport to life for our customer base, we're building an entirely new experience around live sports, the top leagues in this country. When we take a really good look at our customer base and we look at the sports they like to watch, we're building for those experiences. So we're super excited about that. One other opportunity that we're going to be talking about on the home screen is a product that we're calling Vizio Recommends. As we've all talked about in the industry, right, we're spending more and more time searching for content. Vizio's platform is a content-first platform, which means we have built an environment where we are not just highlighting apps, but we're highlighting producers and actors and shows. So we build this really rich environment. That's to say, people still do kind of get lost in that Friday night dilemma. What am I going to watch? So we've launched a product called Vizio Recommends. Vizio Recommends is a unique interactive overlay that can recognize once a user has gone into an idle state and actually deliver an interactive overlay for a great new piece of content. Hey, why don't you watch this show on this streaming service? And we actually can use our viewership data to help inform that so it feels personalized. That's really specific to the entertainment community and the customers who we've already given a sneak preview. They are super excited about this opportunity. We have also built out a use case for Vizio Recommends, specifically for the QSR fast casual dining arena as well. You can imagine you're sitting there, you're looking for something to watch. Well, it's actually also dinner time. So working with different restaurant chains and QSRs to actually be able to lift up a really easily scannable QR code where you can now place an order from your mobile device while you're searching for content. So Vizio Recommends is a really, really exciting piece on the home screen. If I take one step further, the video experience, the content experience that we deliver to our customers is all centered around WatchFree+. WatchFree+ is our owned and operated free streaming service where we deliver hundreds of free channels to our customer base, over 300 at this point, over 15,000 titles in an on-demand library. So from an ads perspective, we're going to be talking about a few new partnerships in terms of interactive advertising. We've worked with Brightline for some time to help build out interactive video units. And we're excited to also talk about a new partnership with Curve Interactive. We're also launching Pause Ads. Pause Ads is a really unique ad experience that our customers have been asking for a long time. And we're thrilled to deliver this. I'll end in sort of the ad product arena, specifically around Vizio's branded content studio. We are thrilled this year to welcome Tom Colicchio, famed TV personality and chef, to the stage. We've been working with Tom on his upcoming season of his show, The Pantry, which is going to be launching its second season exclusively on Vizio. And so we're thrilled to have him on stage talking about the show, season one, talking about the production of season two. For us, branded content, making an advertiser the content, not just an integrated partner, is something we're really excited about. We're producing that show in conjunction with the folks at NBTV who have just been great supporters of our business and us of theirs. So we're thrilled to bring all this in a really cohesive, fun story on New Fronts Day.
As you're crushing it, that's a lot. That's a lot to really let out there, especially the gaming thing. I don't want anyone to sleep on that gaming thing. I'm going to be paying attention to that also because it does stand out there in the field. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, it's interesting, right? Like the framing of the question is like, let's talk about ad products, but we're also really leaned into experiences. You know, I always think about our CEO, William Wang, who says, what's the difference between your smart TV and your smartphone? Well, your smartphone never turns off. So we always think about that chasm, whether we're thinking about design or we're thinking about experiences we deliver to our customers. So this year isn't just about ad units, it's about experiences. So to your point, gaming, when we talk about the sports hub, when we talk about newsroom, obviously we're still pointing people to content in that regard, but how do we just think differently about the way we use our smart television? We're constantly thinking about the relationship of entertainment and utility. And I think this year you're going to see us start heading down that direction.
Talk to me a bit about the data and the viewer data when it comes to just innovating ad delivery, especially in the smart TV field. It's got to be pretty significant.
Yeah. You know, look, when you think about the data space and the measurement community, you have a really, really interesting conversation going on right now, not just about the development of net new currency, but also how does the media market continue to shift towards outcomes, right? I have long said this, reach frequency, the driver of television buying for 30 plus years, reach frequency is not a business outcome. That is a campaign level metric in which we use to optimize our media. I care that I sold a smart television. I care that I sold a soundbar. And our customers care that somebody walked into their store and bought a product, that they came to the drive-thru and placed an order, went to the website and looked for an insurance quote. That's what our customers care about. So when you think about the currency space and the measurement space, and you look at all the top contenders, Nielsen, iSpot, VideoAmp, Comscore, there's one thing in common. They're all licensing our data to infuse their product suite. There is absolutely alternative ACR players in market, folks with TV viewership data, but we've really set ourselves in a strong position because of our interoperability and our ability to work with partners to help them build that. I would say most importantly, look, that smart TV data is what fuels Vizio Ads' analytics business, right? When you come place a buy with Vizio Ads, we care that you have achieved a business outcome, right? Hitting on that same tone. So not only does that TV data help further all of the players that are working in the currency space, it also fuels the way we build analytics for our own advertising customers. It powers recommendation engines on the home screen. It powers ad targeting. So smart TV data has become, you know, really a core instrument for our business. Equal parts owned and operated inventory, equal parts data. For us, it's really also about how we can service the marketplace. In the last year, we've become much more consistent in delivering out quarterly insights reports to the marketplace so everybody can understand viewership trends. We've built some great products around TV tuners. We built a great product last year called Commercial Feed Plus, helping these measurement companies gain more exposure to streaming ads. So that's really, I think, when we talk about data, for us, it's about being a great industry participant. How do we help the whole marketplace better understand what's happening, what the shift of viewership is between linear and streaming, and what ad exposure looks like throughout that voyage? Now, all of a sudden, that data becomes super rich for our own business, but also for partners out in the marketplace. And I think one of the things we've done really well is drive other ACR vendors to continue to build products as well. You know, data is only as good as sort of its surrounding environment. So we're excited to be a part of a really great and positive data community in the space today.
And on the user end, that's, I'm sure that impacts the viewing experience and the personalization there. I imagine that different viewing leads to different experiences. Can you kind of help us differentiate the experience? I mean, sports viewing, movie viewing, you know, how does that all work?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, one of my favorite use cases, and we've talked about this the last couple of years. So if we look at Watch Free Plus, again, our free streaming service that we provide to our customers, it truly is complete TV freedom, right? You can access Watch Free Plus without subscriptions or fees or login. I mentioned earlier, 300 plus live channels, 50 local channels, 15,000 titles on demand. What's really interesting is that also within Watch Free Plus, you have what we call Vizio's owned and operated channels. Fork and Flight, which is our food and travel channel, Vizio House, which is kind of our DIY home projects. The reason we stood up owned and operated channels is because we studied 5 years worth of viewership data from our customer base. We understood what types of content they wanted to watch, and then we turned around and programmed channels directly back for them. So our Watch Free Plus customers get a completely bespoke content experience because using that TV data, we can understand what they want to watch. And then, of course, deliver content right back to them. That's probably my favorite use case. And you could say the same for our home screen, right? There's a reason, Michael, your Vizio Smart TV home screen would look different than mine, is because we're taking into account the types of programming you like to watch and ensuring that we're both promoting shows that are going to be in line with your viewership behavior, but also help our partners at the networks, at the studios, at the streaming platforms, help them deliver ads that are going to be more relevant. At the end of the day, when we talk about the relationship of content and advertising, a customer just wants it to feel personalized and feel, you know, as if it was custom fit for them. That's what TV data helps us do, ensure that the right ads go to the right people.
We spoke about Watch Free Plus, and I think in the streaming landscape that's pretty crowded, it does stand out for those reasons. I want to talk about the SmartCast platform also. How has it evolved recently to meet those new streaming demands? And are there any like exclusive shows or content that we could look forward to on there too?
Yeah. So I think, look, in terms of design, UI, UX, last year we actually announced at our 2023 New Front show the launch of a completely revamped home screen experience. At the end of July 2023, We delivered a newly designed, fast, intuitive home screen experience to our customer base. We completely threw out our old experience and redesigned from the ground up, which now when, you know, many millions of customers turn on their Vizio Smart TV every day, they get a home screen that is personalized, that is highly responsive. We have made huge advancements in terms of our search capabilities. How do we make it easier and faster to find content that you love? How do we also build out I talked earlier about Collections Hub. I talked about sports and gaming and the newsroom. How do we go further into organization? I always say it's, you know, part of our job is helping to organize an experience. What we've also done is continue to advance the way our premier content partners, the folks, be it Peacock or Paramount Plus or Disney Plus or Apple TV Plus, how do they come and tell a story about their content to our user base? So on that front, we've continued to develop a series of ad products and editorial partner marketing exercises that allows the big studios to really help a customer understand the breadth of content within each of their experiences. So we've continued to build out opportunities for streaming partners to do trailer drops, for studios to give a behind-the-scenes look at upcoming films. And on top of that, where we've even explored shoppability and interactivity, right? We had, as part of Barbie's launch last year, we built out an incredible experience for customers to pick and choose the Barbie trailer they want, and then also head into a shoppable experience and buy a ticket to the film on their smartphone. So that's really where we've been heading in terms of the home screen design. How do we go deep in content and deep in experience?
Well, let's go more into the content, right? You mentioned the branded content studio before. So tell us more about that, because I don't know if people necessarily know about the Vizio branded content studio. And then speak a bit about kind of the latest programming you're excited about. You'd mentioned there was cooking. What else can we look forward to as well?
Yeah, so the Vizio branded content studio is a big part of our home screen initiative to help advertisers think beyond the pod. Right? A huge component of the streaming business is, of course, a shift of traditional linear advertising dollars into a streaming experience in the form of 15s, 30s, 60s, depending on the ad category, right? Experiences that advertisers and customers have become really accustomed to. The Vizio branded content studio is three parts, right? And we think about it as the three P's. How can an advertiser point a customer to content? How can they promote content? Or how can they produce? When we think about how does an advertiser point a customer to content, so many of our partners, Chick-fil-A is a great example, are out there producing content on their own, right? They have studios, they have studio partners, and maybe they have content that's sitting on YouTube or sitting inside of another application. We want to help customers get into that application and watch the content. So we've built a great promotional strategy under this point umbrella. From a promote standpoint, we think about how can we partner with advertisers to sponsor content experiences, right? How can Geico present the Holiday Hub? How can JCPenney present the Movies Hub, right? The third piece is that produce area, and that's where the branded content studio comes to life. We were thrilled this past holiday season to work with the Home Depot and Jordan Sparks to bring a great piece of programming to our customers called Merry and Bright. We worked with the Home Depot to think about how can a Vizio customer decorate their home for the holidays using all of the amazing products that are available at Home Depot. And we are really excited to bring Jordan Sparks in. We worked with her to produce 4 or 5 episodes of bespoke content where we actually here in Los Angeles went around and decorated the homes of some incredible families. And we got to tell the story of those families. And there, of course, was Jordan Sparks bringing this beautiful holiday magic to life. That story wouldn't have existed if we didn't have a great brand advertising partner in the Home Depot, if we didn't have really powerful, rich TV data to help us understand the types of programming that our customers want to watch. And then, of course, just the magic and sparkle that is Jordan Sparks. So building upon that is actually where we get to our dear friend Tom Colicchio, who'll be joining us next week. So I had mentioned earlier in the program, you know, we have a channel on our platform called Fork and Flight. We know our customers love to watch food content, cooking content, and travel content. So when we were thinking about what's the next big branded content venture where we want to bring advertisers in to be a part of an integrated content experience, The food arena and genre was just perfect for us. So we partnered with our friends at NBTV, one of our great studio partners, to bring to life Tom Colicchio's The Pantry. Season 1 is available on platform and has an unbelievably unique interactive click-to-shop technology in which customers can buy products from the show. Season 2 is going to be living exclusively on Vizio. And not only will that show bring some of Tom's favorite celebrities into the fold, but also some of the market's most impactful and influential chefs. So we're going to bring this really unique experience of The Pantry onto our platform. It'll be shoppable. It'll be interactive. And I think it just really suits what our customers are thinking about. that's really the place where I'm most excited. And we're really looking forward to bringing it to life for our customer base.
Such a great look into the future of what everything is, just what the capabilities are here. So when you're sitting down with Home Depot after a great campaign, or really any other advertising partner, how are you measuring success in terms of engagement and ROI?
Yeah. Well, I think one, you have to start at the planning phase, right? Like, we talked a lot about this shift from linear to streaming. And, you know, there's kind of these two schools of thought out in market right now. When you think about mass reach, right? Television forever has been a mass reach vehicle. First and foremost, Vizio's home screen is a mass reach vehicle. There are not that many places in market where in a moment you can go reach 15, 20, 25 million eyeballs in a day. That is hard to come by. And so how do we empower that from a content perspective? So then you sit down with a partner like the Home Depot, who certainly needs no help in terms of brand and brand awareness. They say, I got to fill the top of my funnel differently. For 30 plus years, I've been investing heavily in the television upfront, and I'm going to continue to be on linear. But I recognize that audience is going away. So how do I now think about that first touch point differently? Well, that's where our home screen really came to life. And we're so thankful for partners that want to push the boundaries. We worked really closely with their agency, the Content Collective inside of Omnicom, who really helped steward this program. So it was really about in the planning, how do we think about our audiences differently? On the other side, of course, they want people walking into a store and they want people actually purchasing. As part of the program, we had three bespoke landing pages inside Home Depot's mobile app that were all accessible through QR codes that popped up during the show. And while I can't cite the stats because it's their data, Home Depot did share with us that they have never seen as high a transaction rate on vanity landing pages as they did with this program. So yes, we generated net new reach and frequency. We used our TV viewership data to ensure that customers who saw this show were never exposed to an ad on linear. So you have net new audiences. You have a shoppable aspect where we were able to drive huge results in a transactional environment. And then you got this really nice warm and fuzzy feeling of a brand exercise that just felt right. You had the star power of Jordan Sparks. You had high quality premium programming. And it just really all came together. That blueprint is really now where we have lots of advertisers saying, how do I do that? How do I go beyond, yes, 15s and 30s, but how do I think beyond the pod and make my brand the content experience?
Yeah. Well, thinking beyond it all, and this is a great way to actually close this out. If you're looking back, you know, sitting in your old man rocking chair one of these days, right? Looking back, you know, what is it that you want Vizio's impact to be long term, just on the way that we experience media and technology in our daily lives?
Yeah, well, you know, look, it harkens me back to the term limitless. You know, I constantly think about how do we make a Vizio customer's day better? Millions of customers rely on our devices for entertainment every single day. And I know that when I sit down at the end of the day, like, I want my technology to be informative, accretive. I want it to be fast and smart and responsive. So that's what we think about every single day. And that customer experience is honestly what drives us. Our CEO and founder, William Wang, has always instilled in all of us that we're all thinking about one person, and that's the customer with a remote in their hand looking at their television at the end of the day. And for our media customers, our advertising customers, 2 years in a row, I will have ended our new front saying, there is no finish line, there is only progress. And I believe that if we maintain that mantra, always thinking about how we can push the envelope, we're going to be okay.
I think so too. I appreciate it. Congrats on the all the announcements and the exciting things you've got going on. And thank you again for joining us.
Michael, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's going to do it again for Upfront Conversations. Again, I want to thank Adam for joining us. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners for coming to us for the latest news impacting the industry today. We'll see you again really soon right here at Crossroads of Content and Commerce.